Return to Creep Hall by Alan Durant. Read by Anne Beach. Chapter 1, in which Oliver returns to Creep Hall and hears some exciting news. It was great to be back. At last the Christmas holidays had arrived, and here was Oliver, standing on the station forecourt in the cool winter air, watching the old black hearse crawl to a halt before him, like a giant beetle. And when the door opened and the driver stepped out, he really was a giant, 7 foot tall at least. He raised one hand, so huge it blocked the fading sun, and waved. As he did so, his face was split by a grin that stretched from ear to ear. And what odd ears they were! One massive as an elephant's, the other no larger than Oliver's own. The giant's eyes were equally peculiar. One big as an egg, the other no more than a slit, while his nose resembled a slightly squashed mouldy carrot. It was a weird sight indeed. Oliver had been quite shocked the first time he'd seen it, but now he smiled.
"Mummy!" he called happily.
"Master Oliver!"
the giant thundered in reply, striding stiffly forward.
"How absolutely toppin' to see you again, don't you know?"
Mummy wasn't the giant's real name, of course. His real name was Rameses Phaniarchus Ozymandias Tutankhamun the Ninth. And he was an ancient Egyptian who had been patched up and brought back to life by the Creep family's resident inventor, Uncle Franklin. Mummy was Creep Hall's faithful retainer. Chauffeur, cleaner, cook, Mummy was all of these.